Juan Reese King conducting an interview for the West Indian Carnival Documentation Project. And today's date is March 28, 1995. And I'm sitting here with Winston Brewster in the evening and to discuss his involvement in Carnival and a little bit about his life here in Brooklyn. Blah, blah, blah. So, let me start with some real basic questions if I can. Where were you born?
I'm born in Trinidad, San Fernando, Trinidad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you come to the United States?
I came December 69th.
Okay. 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And what prompted you to immigrate?
Oh, work. That's about the basic.
That's about it. Can you tell us a little bit about your life in Trinidad? How old were you when you left?
Oh. Around 30.
Around 30. As we know, this project's about Carnival, so maybe we can start from your early years on. You told me earlier that you played Mass in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just kind of talk a little bit about that, about your involvement in it?
Yes. Well, I started playing Mass by what we call sailor, which is the sailor here, mm-hmm. like the ship,
mm-hmm.
but we bring a lot of big bands with a few hundred people play sailor, you know. Then you have like the people play the captain, general, you know. And I started playing that sailor, and then I went into what we call fancy sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you put the word sailor costumes, I mean, you know, but you carry a headpiece.
Okay.
Or maybe like with the birds, or flowers, or crab, or any type of animals.
Did you get involved in any other ways besides playing Mass? Did you play any instruments or musically?
No. I never played no instrument.
Mm-hmm. So did you grow up doing this as a child?
Yes, just playing Mass.
Mm-hmm. So you came up here in 69, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that would have probably been 1 year after, if my dates are right, 1 year after the first Carnival here in Brooklyn. Did you move directly here to Brooklyn?
Yes.
You did?
No, Queens.
No, you went to Queens.
Queens.
When did you first become aware of Carnival here in Brooklyn?
The first year I get here.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, or what it was like? I'm sure it was very different than it is now.
Yes, it sure was. Well, first we used to... It used to keep more uptight, the Grand Army Plaza. Didn't have as much people. They didn't have much mass. It
mm-hmm.
was more, you know, like a more get together when the food start, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there's a few mass, you know. We used to go later, sometimes till all 8 o'clock in the night.
Mm-hmm. So if you didn't have many bands, it was basically...
A lot of people, you know, the mass was few at that time, and it was more pertaining at that time to Trinidadians.
Okay.
That's for sure.
All right.
We didn't have, like nowhere, all the different countries, like Grenada, St. Vincent, you get people from Jamaica, you get people from Trinidad, all those islands, Haiti. All of them now just play Mass and they participate in the Carnival now.
What are some of the biggest changes you noticed over the years? Did you go every year?
Yes,
now
about.
You didn't play here, you would just come as a spectator?
Yeah, spectator at the time.
How come you didn't play?
I just feel that it didn't have the fire, what I call like the fire, was in Trinidad. You know, it was not really interesting, to be honest, to me at the time. So as I said, number one, you couldn't get the type of materials, the kind of things that we usually have in Trinidad to play mass.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that change over the years then?
Yes, it changed a lot. Changed a lot. But now with that, you got a lot of big bands, you got a lot of headpieces, a lot of king of the band, queen of the band. When I came here, they didn't have that at the time, mm-hmm. you know. And now it's reached to almost the potential of Trinidad, almost.
Almost, but not quite. So you never got to the point where you felt like you wanted to participate?
Yes, I feel that at times, but I don't know, I just didn't get into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you came up here for work, mm-hmm. and your job, did you just go into welding immediately, or did you spend a couple of years
When I came in here, I went to, I work in a factory, which we call a spring factory, it used to make springs, mm-hmm. and from there, I went into to welding, and since that I am in welding.
Mm-hmm. Then when you came out, did you bring your family with you, or had you started a family then?
No, I came here alone.
Came here alone?
Mm-hmm. My mother was here, and my brother was here.
But, already?
I personally came here. My wife and children was in Trinidad.
Okay. And did they join you eventually?
Yes, they joined me about 2 years after.
Okay. Now your mother and brother, where did they live? Were they in Brooklyn?
Oh, my brother used to live Queens. My mother lives Queens.
Okay. One of your primary involvement, why you were referred to us, is that you work as a vendor.
Yes.
And you're the first vendor I've interviewed, so lucky you. So I want to talk a little bit about your role as a vendor. How did you first get involved in doing that during Carnival? Why did you do it? What does it entail? And what's the experience like?
Well, I get into the vendor because, they had a lot of vendors at the time, mm-hmm. and people up there were lacking of food, too, you know, then had all these vendors. I started it 1 year, and...
What year did you start?
I can't remember exactly.
You said you've been doing about 6 years, so maybe 89, 88, or something like that.
Around that. Okay. And the first year, it was interesting. Put it this way, to be honest, with money. Mm-hmm. Make some money, mm-hmm. and we cook good West Indian food, and every year get better. I make more money. I started doing with one stall. Now I do two.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do two stalls.
And what kind of location do you get generally?
One of my location is North Strand and Eastern Parkway, and the other one is Clarkson and Eastern Parkway.
Oh, you actually have to operate two separate?
Two separate stores. I hire people, because I have about seven people works with me every year.
So you make a profit off it?
Sure do. Sure do. We got 1 million people. I sell basically like about... what we call at least 1,000 roti, mm-hmm. and that day plus a lot of food. So that is really the reason. Mm-hmm. And it's tough though. I can tell you it's a lot of work.
How soon do you have to start preparing things? Even the whole process, like registering or
okay,
all that?
Well, the register is about a month before. And we started to prepare the food about at least a week before.
Mm-hmm. You do it out of your house?
Yes, I do it here.
Oh, my goodness. Large freezer is pointing out to
big,
me.
Yeah, big. Yeah. That's okay. A freezer too. There.
Okay.
So what we do, we season our meat before. We doesn't like to season our meat and cook the same day. Mm-hmm. We season our meat and just season it, and then we put it back in the freeze. So it stay there until it take the seasoning, which is very spicy. And we start to cook like a day before. Mm-hmm.
Do Do people come seek you out, your booth, or what I'm asking is, I guess there are a lot of vendors and a lot of people making some of the same dishes, and not everybody's taste the same.
No, that's right. Because
how does that work?
For once, there's people sell roti like the Guyanese or the Jamaicans mm-hmm. sell the roti, the peas and rice. But we has banner on my two stalls. I got banner that says the Brewster's, and then it mark Trinidad dinners and roti. So that specify that we are Trinidadians.
So the nationality, sometimes some people go for that.
I'm not want to put down anybody, but far as Trinidadian is, we consider ourselves makes the best roti. So
I never thought about it that way. I don't know why I didn't.
Yes, so a lot of people, so long as they say Trinidad, they would buy roti from the Trinidadians, even the Americans or the Canadians that come down here for the carnival.
I never even thought about it on that level.
Yes, because you would find that the Jamaican roti is a little different to ours.
This might seem like a silly question, but one of the things we talk about carnival is because it's such a festive event, mm-hmm. celebration, and food and music are so much mm-hmm. a big part
it
to
is.
Celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have any perspective on that or the whole event. I'm assuming when carnival started out, there weren't any vendors or very few.
Right.
How has that proliferated?
Right, you are right about that. When it started, it was didn't have much vendors, as I said. What the people do used to have is maybe a little tables and so on. No big stores like now, and just a little table, and they would sell the roti and thing out of coolers. Like they make the roti home, hold it the morning, mm-hmm. and fold it, put it into the coolers, and they sell it maybe on tables and so on. Mm-hmm. That's how they used to do it. That and though that time we didn't have to pay for spots and things like that.
That's changed. Yeah.
That's changed.
Everything mm-hmm. paid, you gotta register.
That's right. Sure that's there. Right. You gotta have your health certificate from the city, mm-hmm. so on like that now.
Do people ever, I've heard this from other people who run booths, ever use your booth kind of as a gathering place, or do you have familiar customers that come back to you year after
yes,
year?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of customers. That's why I have that sign with Brewster's, so every year. But a lot of people comes there because maybe I might have the best roti down on the Parkway.
Okay. That's I'll have to try it next year. Mm-hmm. So how was it going the first year? How did it go?
Oh, it wasn't that good, you know, because of the, how to put it, we could not have make the food. We didn't used to fix the food that we the way we supposed to do it. That, as I said, we used to have it in coolers.
Mm-hmm.
But people, basically everybody sells different. My experience as a vendor, cooking on the spot, doing what you do on the spot, you get a lot more people, you get a lot more sales because people figure the food at the time is freshly cooked.
Mm-hmm.
That's me now that we have.
Stopping the tape. We're turning the tape back on. We were talking about your first time out as a vendor,
mm-hmm.
and how it went.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as I said, but first time was tough, a little tough. But now we didn't know how to do things here at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing things in a different way. Now we have our stove on the Parkway, got a big stall, so we do a lot of cooking
mm-hmm.
right there. So the people is seeing the food at my stall prepared there. You know, nothing is wrapped. Mm-hmm. Everything mm-hmm. is individual. So, yeah. So it's different now. Some people sell with the food wrap.
Right.
Already wrapped. A lot of people does not like to buy food already wrapped, West Indians especially. Because they're never sure of what is in it.
How it looks before.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is, I learned that. So I do very good.
Good. I'm impressed. I don't know if you ever get a chance, because I'm sure you're very busy. Do you notice anything just kind of observing the people, since you're just kind of in the mix of everything mm-hmm. as a vendor, like the spectators, or any changes that way, or, you know, any unique flavor or something? Like, how did things go this past year?
It's beautiful now, because what I like about it now is not only when this started, it started as Trinidad mm-hmm. Carnival. Mm-hmm. Now it's a West Indian Carnival. So it's more interesting now. We got a lot of people, as I said, from all different parts of the West Indies joining now. So it gets very big mm-hmm. and very nice. So now that you know, now it's, as I said, it's West Indian Festival.
Mm-hmm. What do you like best about that? I mean, you say it makes it different.
To see that all these little culture, although we basically have the same type of culture, but you know, all these different cultures from all these islands could join in and make it a big West Indian, which I think it should have been from the start, but as I said.
Were there other people around for it to have been like that at the start? Or?
No, as the committee would say about it, you know, like they reach out a little more to different peoples, and you know, you find all people. And we're not talking about only West Indians uh-huh. now. We're talking about Canadians, Americans. All of them come here now and join in the festival, and they play mass.
When do you think that shift started to grow? I mean, as you said, like 69 is basically Trinidad.
Yes, when it first started. Well, maybe they might have had one or two other people, but it was basically
right,
Trinidad.
Right, right.
I would say at least, that started about 10 years, at least I would say 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, people started coming slowly, and now it's reached the point. Now, when we started, wasn't we just had a few, well, I'd say 1,000 people, mm-hmm. you know. And now we're talking about maybe 500,000 people that's been up there now. Or maybe more.
Let me ask you kind of a philosophical question. Do you think what kind of effect does Carnival have on the Caribbean community here in Brooklyn and vice versa? I mean, are they working together as one?
Well, it's Trinidad is what we really consider we consider Trinidadian as the land of the Calypso, mm-hmm. where Calypso started, mm-hmm. and Calypso is combinated with Carnival. Mm-hmm. Without Calypso, we don't have the Carnival, because that's the music for Carnival. Okay, we had always maintained in Trinidad, I would say, one of the biggest Carnival. Oh, beside Brazil. After Brazil, I think we has the second biggest carnival. And the rest of islands, which is with us right now, is they always had carnival too. Mm-hmm. But their carnival was just a small...
Different scale.
Yes, yeah, so just a small scale. Yeah, no, right. It was a small scale. And now we reached a point up here that we started the established carnival in Boston, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
We have it
Miami.
In Canada, Miami. And so people from all these different countries, like Canada, Canadians, people from Atlanta, you know, all of them get into the same carnival, get into it now. So that's why I get that big now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Carnival has any role in developing the community here? I mean, a lot of times, like the Puerto Rican parade is kind of a statement of the community. We have just had St. Patrick's Day.
Right, sure.
I mean, that kind of role, because a lot of times, what's interesting, you don't even see the bands, but you also see a lot of political figures.
That sure
you
do.
You also see a lot of people trying to get people to register
right.
to vote.
That's right, and, we do have that.
I've talked to several people mm-hmm. who said that they think some of the changes, you know, one of the statements they make a lot is this is a cultural statement, but also a way to show that we're a voice to be reckoned with. And
yes, it is, because
we're a presence that's here.
Right, that is exactly what is going on here now. Because as far as Carnival is, it's to me, to be honest, putting it this way, it might be the only festival that have over maybe a million people,
mm-hmm.
and you don't get to like what you would call like nobody get hurt, you don't get no killing, you know, things like that. It's clean for the amount of people,
mm-hmm.
and the people get together from, I said, like whether it's Trinidadians or wherever they're from, they come down there, and far as I notice, everybody enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reaching out into the community because too that people getting to know more about it, it getting a more closeness,
mm.
you know, it bring the closeness to people together. And I do put in a lot of money into the community and into the city too.
How do you see it reaching out to the community?
Well, put it this way, as a culture,
mm-hmm.
Well, people who never knew about the basic sense of carnival, I'm not speaking about the West Indian,
right.
because all West Indians who know about carnival,
right.
Beside, I think, Jamaica, which and they still know, they never had carnival, but they do know about carnival. But I would say, now that everybody now getting to know the real basic of carnival, you know, what it is like, and regardless from where they're from, you know, most of the people end up on the parkway. So that show that it have a lot of interest to the committee because all these people turn out. Not only to the committee, but you got to understand this is almost other states,
mm-hmm.
and other countries like Canada, Carnival. There's a lot of people from Canada come down here. We have hundreds of people from Canada. They come from Boston. They come from all parts of America, Texas, you name it.
Do as many people come to Brooklyn's Carnival as they might go to other carnivals, particularly in the United States, or is Brooklyn's Carnival looked at as the big carnival?
It is the largest.
The largest.
Because it is here that the carnival in America was born.
Okay.
In
here.
New York,
okay.
here, Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway. That's where the carnival started here.
So it's kind of like the great, great grandfather, I mean, you know, Trinidad.
That's right,
and
it started here.
Here's another generation.
Right,
and then from there.
We ship out, we spread out because of like, there are a lot of people, fools. I used to come from Boston, the main place. They used to come here to play mass.
Mm-hmm.
Although they had the carnival there, but they used to come to New York here to play mass. That
oh.
is where they really be seen. And, since they would come here, and then other people that are West Indians that live in Boston and so on, just decided to start their own carnival. So it spread. So as I said, I wouldn't only say it's a community thing, but it spread all over the United States, most of the states anyhow.
Now, do you go to any of the other carnivals in the United States?
I go to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Miami every year.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do. But you don't go back to Trinidad?
Oh, I have. The last time I went to Carnival in Trinidad, that was 1980.
That's been about 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not one of these people who go annually?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't think I miss much down there. Maybe I live here so long.
Could you not miss so much because there is something here? It may not be exactly what it is in Trinidad. But let's say there was no carnival here at all.
Oh, then I would have to be going there,
uh-huh.
you know. But so far, there's at least don't care what they do. I don't think they could ever reach the standard of Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because the people.
There it goes. Okay, I'm just stopping the tape, just checking it. It's
uh-huh.
moving now.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about people coming from Trinidad. Okay. So just a few more things. We're continuing the interview, and I'm hoping the rest of this picked up. It looked like the tape was running. But you were talking about participation, that there are more kids, more and more children are participating
yes,
over the years.
Yes, over the years, we have a lot of children now. We had we have the children parade on Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
Where they parade on the street on Saturday. And it's a lot of kids out there. So I have seen, you know, where we would be, it would be getting bigger, because like these kids now, all these people play mass, have the kids playing mass. Some of them don't, but they have the children playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that show expansion, so long as the children taking part now, that's showing that the culture is expanding.
Yeah,
it's not only for the adults, right?
Maybe there's no answer to this question. You've talked about the things you like about Carnival. Is there anything that you don't like, or you'd like to see changed, or like to see different?
The only things that I know won't happen, but when we started here, we used to go like sometimes 7-8 o'clock in the night. Now, you know, that changed. The only, yeah, one of the changes is that I hope that they would change that, that the masqueraders come out in time. That's always our problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only in Brooklyn, we are speaking since in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
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 We have that problem.
So you end up waiting hours there too.
Hours. And you see, if the bands would leave and come within a certain way. When the bands do come up, you find most all of the bands coming up one behind the other. You know, which, you know, I wish that won't happen. I wish that they would have the change, that they could have a certain distance between the bands, you know. But sometime like 6 o'clock, now they stop us. It's at 6, all the bands have to be off the street. Sometimes 6 o'clock, some of the band is not even reach halfway up on the parkway. So a lot of people doesn't see some of the mass. So that is one of the things I wish they could change, if people can come out a little earlier.
Yeah. Have you noticed any kind of particular problems that have developed regarding Carnival over the years, and how has the community dealt with them?
Oh, we have a problem. The only problem was last year with the Jews there.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us to keep our carnival, I think it was the Sunday instead
of
the Monday.
With Rosh
Hashanah, right.
The dates,
mm-hmm.
The amount of people.
Which, and I find that is very unfair.
Mm-hmm.
We have been keeping this since they started it, always on the Labor Monday, and this is some years now, you know. And I think it was unfair for what they was asking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because They have their time, and we got ours, and I feel, as I said, that was very unfair. But I don't know what happened, but they did work out something, because this year we with the masquerader was kind of scared. We was backwards this year because nobody didn't show if we would have even have.
Did you notice any leveling off of numbers? I know I talked to some band leaders. They said some people didn't register this year, that their numbers were...
Yes, because of the same problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people... thing, because as I said, we didn't show, you know, if they would have allowed the carnival, the parade to go on. So a lot of people was very skeptical, a lot of them.
But you did okay as far as your business was,
yes,
concerned.
Yes.
I think we had an interview with one event. She decided they have a booth every year, but they decided not even to bother this year, because I think part of the agreement was that it was going to really shut down on time.
That's
and they said that their peak time of giving out food was like 4 o'clock. You know,
five,
you start
four,
doing
five,
that,
six.
Right. You know, by the time you get to your peak, you've got to close.
That's the
down.
Peak. And what happened there, you see, is that while the people is watching the mass, and the mass start to come up the parade, while they're watching the parade, they keep seeing the parade. Mostly when the bands is already practically gone or about finished, that's the time the people really look for food.
Uh-huh.
And that's the time we're supposed to stop.
Yeah.
So it's really tough. Last year, the police give us a hard time. Because when 6 o'clock, they pass around, close down. You know, I experienced that this year because my stall, we had a lot of people line up.
Uh-huh.
And it was 3 police. And they come and they stand up there to make us turn off the stove, cut off everything. That's it. Tell the people, this stall is closed, you know. But that's the time the people really go out there to buy the food, when the parade is almost finished. Some people buy a lot of food to take home with them. Yes, carnival, a lot of people, while it's finished and they're going home, they stop and they buy the roti and so on to take home with them.
Do you think, this is probably my last question, I'll make it kind of two questions in one. Do you think Carnival gets enough recognition in New York City, and do you think it makes any kind of statement to the community, the wider community here?
I hope it do. I hope it do. Because I think it do make a statement. I think it do make a statement. If it didn't make a statement, in my opinion, we might not be able to have that parade this year.
Good point. It's an interesting point. Because a lot of people are talking. I think there was a lot of
because it was a tension brewing there, and I think it would have ended up in a rail, because when come to Carnival, I told you that's it's an insane situation when it comes to Carnival. As I said, regardless of what it is, give them the Carnival. And we, so much years, we get into this now. And what almost happened last year, there wasn't right, you know. So that year wasn't, last year wasn't that big show. As I said, a lot of people didn't show. As I said, we would have completed, we would have had that parade.
Mm-hmm.
So. That. But for the communities, I feel honestly it do a lot. Why I really believe that if it didn't do a lot to the community, all these people from the community wouldn't be out there. Now, as I said, we're not talking about just West Indian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're talking about people. We're talking about whites, a lot of whites that's be there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever go there for Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of whites that's there. A lot of them come from Canada. A lot of them come down from Canada. So we reach out a lot of, to the Americans, you name it. As I said, it's the open, only festival that is open. We doesn't pick and choose as far as Carnival, who, so long as you want to, we don't care who he is, you want to prefer, that's good enough for us. So I think in that sense, we do reach out, you know, to anybody want to come and join in our festival, you know, they're welcome.
Well, that ends my questions. Is anything else you'd like to add for the record?
It seems like a nice person.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for your time, and I hope all this came out. I think it was the batteries. So that ends our interview here.